Good evening. So welcome our online students as well. Let us pray so that we can begin this session. Father, we're so thankful for the name of Jesus. We thank you for the power of the cross. We thank you for all that he wrought for us. We thank you for the school. We thank you for our apostle. We thank you for the apostolic call that is upon his life, how that he's training us to be children of the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, to flow in the Spirit, to depend upon the Spirit, to recognize our insufficiencies so that we can be clothed with God's power. We thank you for this class moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. We thank you that the Holy Spirit, the true teacher, is here tonight. He's here to teach us, lead us, and guide us into all truth and bring all things to our remembrance, the things that he is saying unto us. We ask that you give us receptive hearts to hear your word, receptive ears to hear your word, and a receptive heart to receive and believe and act upon your word. We give you praise, thanksgiving, glory, and honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Very quickly, test results. Just so that you all know, I do expect all of you to make hundreds because the exams are not hard. Amen. I will say this, I'm not going to make the statement anymore. All of the tests are going to come exactly from the quizzes because you get a study guide. And if you follow the study guide, you still should make 100. Because the purpose of the exams, as Apostle Thompson was sharing, is we're not trying to fail anybody. But how am I going to know that you are comprehending what I'm trying to get across to you, except I ask you some questions that will challenge your thinking? Amen. Well, you don't have to say amen, amen. Say amen for you online, amen. So, the results were A's. There were 47 A's. 17 out of those 47 were perfect 100s. B's, there were 37. C's, there were 5. D's, there were 9. And there was one student who made an F on this particular exam. So overall, the results are good. And for the students who made D's and F's, I'm just going to ask that, you know, if you really have questions or something that you need to write in and ask, please do it. Amen. I don't believe that those exams are that hard and that complicated. Amen. Well, let us begin on tonight's session. I want to get to chapter 3, but I don't want to just rush through this material. So what I'm going to do tonight is pick up with the second category of gifts. Remember, the first category was the what? The speaking gifts, mouth gifts, gifts that say something, prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues, which is equivalent to prophecy. And the reason that we established the fact that all of the other gifts what? Ride or piggyback or flow on the gifts of what? A prophecy. All the other gifts flow on prophecy. Amen. The revelational gifts, the power gifts, they all flow in a greater dimension on prophecy. That's why Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 emphasized the fact that versus us just going along and just constantly speaking in tongues, where we are only edifying and building up ourselves, that we would focus more on what? Interpreting what we pray, right? Interpreting what we pray. Why? Because when you pray in an unknown tongue and you interpret what you pray, that is equivalent to what? Prophecy. So you are not just edified, but everybody around you is edified. Amen? Amen? And watch this. Watch this. Just praying in an unknown tongue, it definitely builds up yourself, right? Huh? But once you begin to understand what you're praying, that's another realm. That's another level. Are you with me? Okay, so all of the gifts flow on prophecy. So that's why we started off with that. The second category of gifts is called the revelational gifts. Gifts of what? Knowing. Gifts of knowing. There are three revelational gifts: the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and the discerning of spirits. And we told you that the word of knowledge deals with facts that are in the mind of God. See, God knows stuff about all of us that nobody else knows. But, oh, Lord, now I got to say this. But God don't use facts to shame you, to tear you down. But he may reveal something to lift you up. Come on now. Come on now. You understand what I'm saying? See, how many of you know in the church when you really trying to minister, deal with somebody, God begins to want to deal with some issues or some areas in their life? Because there's so much negativity in the church, you can't even call out a person to help them in a particular area because people go, ooh, look at her. Oh, look at her. Look, you might got something God need to talk to you about with your crazy self. God oftentimes will pull that thing out because they might have 20 other people dealing with that. That's why I told you, Jesus always operated in compassion. And the gifts of the Spirit are to be functioned in by the motivation of love. When you love people, you're not trying to shame them. You're not trying to tear them down. You're building them up. Speaking the truth in love. So love always edifies and builds up, but it'll cut you first. Yeah, amen. Yeah, y'all remember St. John 8:32? And you shall know the, and the truth shall. That sounds real good, but it's after it cut you first. The truth hurts before it sets you free. All right? So, now, understanding that, it says gifts of knowing. So the word of knowledge deals with certain facts that are in God's mind concerning events, situations, and different things. I talked to you about the woman at the well. You remember that? The woman at the well, when Jesus met her and said, go call your husband, she said, I don't have none. Amen. And then Jesus said, thou hast well said, you don't have none. And the one you with is not yours. And besides that, you had. How could Jesus have known that? He knew that because Jesus was anointed by God the Holy Spirit. And he functioned in all nine manifestations of the Spirit. St. John 3:34 say, he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, and God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Jesus operated in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God was with Jesus in the same exact way that he's with us today, in the person of the Holy Ghost. That's why in this school, Apostle Thompson is constantly drilling in us intimacy with God, intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Spirit will cause your life to rise above the average Christian. Because the average Christian and how many of y'all know the most important things we don't want to do? Pray. You know, talking about you want to pray, you don't get excited to pray. Because the first couple of minutes you're praying, you got to get your crazy mind right. You're trying to pray in a donut on your mind. Y'all not talking to me up here. You're trying to pray, you worried about a pack of beans or something. You know, something your daughter said. I mean, there's all kind of stuff start running through your mind. That's why when you start praying in tongues, you got to stick with it till your mind clear out. Then the focus comes. Y'all with me? All right, then we got... And I'm not going to give you a whole bunch of examples. You got the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom deals with God revealing his purpose and his plan for somebody's life. You go for one thing, and God tell you, y'all remember Paul? Huh? When he went to, the young man, what's his name? The Holy Ghost appeared to him, to go to him to open up his eyes. His name is slipping me. There you go. Thank you, sweetheart. Ananias. Remember, the Holy Ghost appeared to Ananias, and he appeared to Paul and told Paul that there was a man named Ananias who was going to lay hands on him that he might receive his sight. Huh? But how many of you know, not only did he receive his sight, the purpose and the plan of God was revealed for his life. Because God told him, I'm going to show you how. You wanted to persecute my church? You wanted to persecute, put my folk in jail? God say, I'm going to show you what great things that you must suffer for my name's sake. Y'all kind of quiet. Tells the gifts of the Spirit manifesting. Come on, somebody. Are you listening to me? Y'all kind of quiet, but this is the way these gifts work. See, when you start understanding that, you understand that no man operating outside of the Spirit of God can get anything to you or anything through you to build you up. All right. And then we have the discerning of spirits, which happens to be dealing with dealing in the spirit realm, not discerning of people and bad spirits. You know, we're talking about seeing into the spirit realm. Remember I gave you the illustration about Gehazi when Elisha had that those armies surrounding them. And he went up out there on the balcony and saw that great army, and his servant Gehazi come out, and Elisha look at him when he's panicking and tells him there's more with us than with them. Then Gehazi say, 1, 2, and he looked out there and go, man, you either tripping, you on something. No. What did Elisha pray for him? God, open up his eyes that he may see. Come on, what? See what? See into the spirit world. That we have an angelic host. The angels of God encamp about those who fear him. Y'all listening to me? Why did that happen? Because Elisha, by operating in the word of knowledge, was revealing when they were going to war, he would tell them, that's where the enemy going to be. That's where the enemy going to be. Man, the king said, hold up, we got a spy in the camp. They said, no, you don't have a spy in the camp. They got a prophet over there in Israel. So that takes it to another dimension. The word of knowledge can stop the enemy from messing over people. Reveal his hand. Y'all listening to me? All right. So now, revelational gifts are vehicles of what? That's what we say, revelation. They reveal all that is hidden in the past, present, and future. They reveal what? The realm of the spirit world that is hidden to the naked eye. They reveal these facts directly to our spirits. They open our minds to the consciousness of the spirit realm. The spirit world is real. Everything around us came out of the spirit world. See? That's why we have to learn how to function in the spirit. We are not human. We're not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spirit beings. Yeah. Y'all understand that? You are most and first and foremost a spirit. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is the father of spirits. Y'all listening? So we must learn to develop in the what? Spirit. To see things from God's standpoint of view. That's the whole thing about operating with God. God said, come up here where I'm at so you can see like I see and do like I do. Y'all listening? Okay. It goes on to say, man becomes God conscious when revelation gifts are in manifestation. Man become what? God conscious. Okay. Revelation gifts bring the mind of God to the people of God. Revelation gifts bring the mind of God to the who? People of God. The mind of Christ and God. Thoughts are understood. The mind of God, the way God thinks, is understood when revelation gifts are in manifestation. God don't see things like you see things. God said, you come up here where I'm at so your mind can be changed. Can I put it another way? God wants to give us the mind that we had in him before he sent us here. You say, how you know that? Because God said, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. I knew you. Your purpose, the thing I put you in the earth realm to accomplish. I already know that. But I need the Holy Spirit to reveal that to you. That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 2, read the whole chapter. These, it's about functioning in the spirit. Paul said that, you know, the thing that eye had not seen, the thing that ear had not heard, the things that have not entered into the heart of man, he said those things are revealed unto us by his spirit. Y'all listening to me? Revelation. Huh? That prayer in Ephesians chapter 1. That you may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, the eyes of our spiritual understanding being enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of our calling and what is the riches of the glory of your inheritance in us, your saints. and what is the exceeding greatness of your power to us would because we believe according to the working of your own mighty power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead, set him at your own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, and every name that is named. And you put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that what? Fills all in all. These are prayers that we should be praying every day, that you be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man, that Christ would dwell in your hearts by faith, that all of us being rooted and grounded in love are now able to comprehend with all of the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge and all understanding, that we be filled with all of God's what? Fullness. How is that going to happen? By being full of the Holy Ghost. Did y'all notice in apostolic strategy when the apostles had to deal with those resistors, they always talk about them being full of the Holy Ghost. And after Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost, he was driven into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. To meet the greatest resistor, you got to be full. You got to be full. How do you, and not just getting full. See, when you first receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that's a full, that's an overflowing, right? When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you begin to speak in tongues. But the Bible talks about it in Ephesians, you know, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be being filled with the Spirit constantly by praying in the Holy Ghost. And that's how these revelational gifts begin to function and flow in your life at a greater dimension because of intimacy with God. The Bible says, we go on, it says, revelational gifts, they bring God's final verdict of God's final thoughts on any matter that's at hand or that, that it concerns anybody. The revelational gifts bring hidden things to light so that God himself can deal with it. Y'all heard me? So that God himself can deal with it. See, revelational gifts reveal, they uncover. Sometimes people are hurt because of hidden things. I believe the spirit of homosexuality and lesbianism. If we begin to move in the gifts of the spirit, we can set a lot of people free. Instead of hating and talking about, move in the spirit to find out what happened that got that person over there. And you get the key that unlocked the door. See, there's certain things that you can tell people that nobody could know, and they don't know that there's a God in heaven. Y'all with me? That's how you get people set free. It goes on to say, demonic bondage will not be able to stay where revelational gifts are in operation. You remember Apostle Thompson was talking about it's Acts 8, in different parts of the scripture. I may not have the exact reference, but there was a young lady that was bringing much gain to the people. Much gain. So they thought she was some wonderful person. She followed Paul and them around. Some of these men are mighty men of God. Had all of the right words and everything. And followed Paul and them around for a few days. But then those gifts kicked in. Revelational gifts. Huh? Yeah, discerning of spirits. And Paul turned around and said, no. Come out of her. And then what happened after the spirit came out of her? The masters lost all of that gain that was coming. Now they sent a coup to go get Paul and them. Say, you done took our money away. You got it? Y'all understand? But what happened? What caused that? That was that discerning gift that said you can say all of the right words, but it ain't the right spirit. What happened when Jesus, when Peter, come on now, when Peter said, oh, be it far from you. You ain't dying to save the whole world. Jesus say, get thee behind me, Satan. Well, why didn't Peter quit the team? Jesus did say Satan. But Jesus wasn't trying to call him a devil. What Jesus was doing was dealing with the spirit behind it. Well, what I'm talking about, all that happens when someone is functioning in what? Revelational gifts. Functioning in the spirit. You got to deal with stuff. Y'all kind of quiet. Then it goes on to say, demonic bondage, once again, will not be able to stand where revelational gifts are in operation. Revelational gifts bring answers and keys to overcoming deep-seated problems. The man drinks. He's a drunkard. People talk about him, but nobody never pray to say, Lord, tell me why. Reveal to me, why is this man out here doing this? You'll be surprised. God will give you the answer. You go tell him, and you cut off the enemy from snuffing his life out. Y'all kind of quiet, but that's the way it works. We can see the hidden enemy behind the needs and destroy his influence and power. All that come by what? Revelational gifts. You listening? Amen. I'm going to talk about Jesus' ability to perceive your thoughts, perceive your heart. Come on now. You're telling me all the right words, but your heart ain't with me. Come on now, y'all know people come up, I had one sister come up one day and tell me, say, man of God, you anointed you the best thing since Wonder Bread and Hubert's Lemon Pie. Always remember when they come up there, it could be a lie. Because about 2 weeks later, I couldn't find her. I was singing, have you seen her? Yeah, I'm just trying to tell y'all, that's the way it go a lot of times. People will come up to you and try to butter you up. You need to operate in discernment. These revelational gifts are not games. Revelational gifts working through prophecy. Revelational gifts are designed to work through what? Prophecy. Now, I keep telling you that, but every time, you ever notice that when Jesus went to heal somebody, that's a power gift. When Jesus went to heal somebody, why you always were talking or saying something? Because God was revealing to him what to say. And when you say something, the other gift riding on the back of it. The leper say, Jesus, if you want to, you can make me whole. He say, I will, be thou clean. Oh, yeah. Amen. God gives the revelation. God gives revelation knowledge through the gifts so that we can speak it forth. And he is speaking it forth in the heavens. Y'all heard that? God gives the revelation. God gives revelation knowledge through the gifts so that we can speak it forth. And he is speaking it forth into the heavens. So watch this. So we can prophesy it. We can pray it. And we can confess it. So that's why vocal gifts help release, y'all got it? The power of the revealed word in revelation gifts. I'll say it again. Vocal gifts help release the power of the revealed word in the revelational gifts. Now, the third category of gifts is called the power gifts. See, I could love you. But God, you know, I'll tell y'all, I'm a child of the 70s. There was a song that came out say, show and tell, just a game I play when I want to say I love you. See, God is the same kind of God. He's a show and tell God. See, God, that's why Apostle Thompson with this apostolic message of money cometh, huh? It's not just a game, children. Money cometh is a reality. Money cometh is both apostolic and prophetic because it has produced the exact result that God sent those words to accomplish. Why? Because God is a show God and a tell God. Why would God put us down here and know we are his children and don't make ample provision for all of us to live like a king kid should live? So God gave money cometh. Say, you want to be financially free? Believe the apostle that I sent to you. I feel like some of you, I hope you don't have no resistance up here about the money message. Hell, I get your A and B out here. Because I'm trying to tell you, I done come too far. It's too late to tell me. You know, I have results in my own life that prove, you know, that prove that those words work. That's right. I believe in upward sowing. From the first day I put $100 in Apostle Thompson's hand to this day, from the first day, that was 98, to this day, there's not a time anywhere I go that people don't put money in my hand. That was an impartation when God spoke to me and said, go put it in his hand. I didn't even know who he was. I just heard God say. Didn't even know God had given him them words. I saw people running up there, put money on the altar, but I wasn't moving. You don't run up because everybody else run up. God needed to say something. God spoke to me and said, you write a check out in his name, bring it to him. Hello, bring it to him. When I got back home to my home church that Sunday morning, God had spoken to a young lady, said, when your pastor get up to preach, you write a $100 check out in his name, bring it to him. Then the whole church that day, every single person walked up with a check in my name, and I never said a word. And it's been happening from that day to this day. Too late, go tell somebody else. Money cometh. I'm just trying to tell y'all, children, this is the real deal right here. We're dealing with a man of the spirit. Amen. And these power gifts, when God is pouring wealth on us, it's a demonstration of how much he loves us. God said the day would come where people would see how blessed we are and call us the blessed of the Lord. He said, that's the generation God blessed. So if you're going to be in this school, get a hold of it. Get a revelation. This is real.
All right.
Somebody says, moving in the gifts of revelation. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. That's what the class is. Power gifts. Gifts of demonstration. Doing gifts. I call it Nike gifts. Just do it. All right. I'm trying to tell you. There are three power gifts. Gift of healing. Gifts of healing. The gifts of healing. That's important because they ain't got no sickness or no disease known to mankind that's incurable. Because for every sickness and every disease, there are gifts of healing. The Bible says Jesus healed all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And he didn't ask if it was generational or not. That's the problem in the church. We got all kind of reason. It's the hell of a generation. The Bible said the generation of the upright, they shall be blessed. So you got to have these gifts working, gifts of healing to meet any challenge. Sometimes you may go and get a report. The doctor may tell you it's incurable. That's what they said. You got to know what God had said. And you got to stick with it. Sometime when you're going through things like that, it may look like it's getting worse and worse and worse, but stick with what God say. Now, I'll tell you what, sometimes you got to, not sometimes, I'll just be real with you, you got to come to the end of yourself to see a miracle from God. Because most of the time, we're trying to pack it up and fix it up. In this apostolic move, we're going to see power like we've never seen before. We not only going to have the healing, we're going to have the money. See, we talk about power. Power to get wealth and power to heal. Well, praise the Lord. Gifts of healing. Working of miracles. We always act like every healing is a miracle. No. Some healings are gifts of healing. You want a real miracle? Don't have an arm. And Jesus say, come here. Stretch forward. Y'all kind of quiet there. Nothing was there. Nothing was there. Nothing was there. Jesus said, stretch forward your hand. Y'all didn't even catch it. Creative miracle. Because the power to produce the hand was in the words that he said, prophecy. He had to hear God say that before he did it. Jesus just didn't go do stuff. He heard what God said, spoke it, then that other gift, the working of miracle, got on the back of what he prophesied, and that hand jumped out. Baby, that stuff don't kind of happen. You don't have to advertise. Jesus didn't have no marketing plan. These gifts were the marketing plan. Gifts of healing, working of miracles, and they call it here the gift of faith, or special faith. You got to have your senses suspended when you're following God. Absolutely. Blind man come to you, want to see. You talking about spitting on the ground, making some mud balls, putting it on his eyes, then sending a blind man to a place called sin. Y'all know, y'all hear what I said. You got to be hearing from God. Man say he blind, no problem. Get on your knees. You know, now you know in this generation you spit. Oh no, you're not putting that nasty stuff on my eyes. That's why you can't get a nasty miracle with your crazy self. I've seen an apostle kick a pot because God told him. And the spirit of God moved. You don't know how God's going to do a miracle. So quit trying to figure that stuff out in your little pea brain. And let's believe God. Special faith. Senses are suspended. Power gifts are avenues of demonstration. They reveal to us the power of God to heal the sick. Baby, let me tell y'all something. We're in a generation now where they're pushing pharmaceuticals more than God. We're in a generation now where the church is more hooked on pharmaceuticals, hooked on pills, hooked on chronics. Come on, somebody. Because I'm trying to help you. Listen to what I'm about to say. I'm not trying to say be stupid. I don't say don't get yourself checked out. But you can get yourself checked out and all of that stuff. But I believe God is swinging the pendulum back to where the church got to depend on him. The first thing we seem to consult is a medicine bottle. Got a headache. Bill, Buffin, Anacin, Tylenol, Advil, all of that stuff is fine. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you can't trust God with a headache, what you going to do when something bigger than that show up? Baby, this is not preaching. This is the reality. We got to pray in the spirit. We got to ask God. God, I desire to flow and to function in these gifts. Why? Not so people can look at me so that we can minister to a world that's being crippled by witchcraft. Because pharmaceuticals ain't healing nobody. It's masking symptoms. They keep upping the dose. Side effects, symptoms that will cripple you in your later years. We don't need medication. We need the word of medicine. We need these gifts functioning in the church. Y'all got to help my guys. Listen, in word of faith, I hope somebody out there from word of faith listening. Because see, the problem is, we be teaching people, We talk about all of these things like God can't do something. You know, your faith ain't here. Your faith ain't there. Baby, Jesus didn't make all them excuses. Thank God he said thy faith made you whole, but I'm going to give you something to have faith in. Y'all ready for this? If you start getting results, you don't have to worry about people's faith. Nah, y'all catch what I said. I say you start getting results, the people's faith will be there. How many of y'all understand what I'm saying? How many of y'all understand? See, the Bible says when the woman heard of Jesus, the woman with the issue of blood, the woman spent all the money she had. She saw every quack, every doctor. She took every pill that was on the market. Spent all of her living. But one day she heard of Jesus. She said, all right, if I can just touch the hem, I'll get it done. God said the power was not in the H-E-M. The power was in the H-I-M. And because the H-E-M was on the H-I-M, then the power from the H-I-M went into the H-E-M, and when she touched, virtue went into her body. That's the kind of action I want to see. With this apostolic move, you will see just what you saw in the book of Acts, because we're going back to God's original plan. These gifts of demonstration won't cause the world to bow down to their knees. We can clear out hospitals when we walk in this kind of power. Now, see, y'all think I'm just saying stuff? If you talk to, the average doctor can get a person healed who about to die tomorrow. All they have to do is say, tomorrow you're going to be fine. Because most of the time you ask somebody, how you doing? The doctor said. So just think of a doctor say tomorrow you're going to be fine. They got the worst disease in the world. They telling you, the doctor say, I'm going to be fine. And the reason they come to pass, because they mind believe it. But when are we going to start believing God like that? So the people will say, God said. Let me hurry up and get through this. They reveal the power of God to heal the sick. They reveal God's power to create creative miracles. They reveal God's sovereignty. God's sovereignty. He rules, and who can tell him what to do? Pooching, an angel appeared at water at a certain time of the year. The first one went in the pool, got healed. Glory to God. A man was sitting by the pool over 30 some long years. Jesus walked up to him and said, will you be made whole? He said, they ain't got nobody to put me in the pool. Well, hell, if you knew the angel came at a certain time, I wouldn't be waiting for nobody to put me in a pool. I'd roll in the pool. Hell, if I was sick, he'd get me up out of that pool. It's okay. Can't look at scripture one way. So you see, revelation knowledge will bring you to another level. See, you remember the story? If Lazarus had been with Jesus? Huh? Huh? If Jesus had been back home, Lazarus wouldn't have died? Well, if Lazarus had been following Jesus, maybe he would have never got sick. Just a thought. I say just a thought. It says, the power gifts reveal the overcoming power of God in the believer. They reveal that God can overrule in all the areas where the devil is presently ruling. That's what power gifts do. It's time? What? Time to stop. Because my alarm didn't go off. Call AT&T and tell them I want a refund.